not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Friday, January 11th, 2008 edition of the American Awakening. I am your host, Michael Herzog. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Now, at the bottom of the hour, I have Marilyn Barnwall coming up. She's got a new book that's coming out shortly, and the book is called When the Swan's Neck Breaks. Now, I'm not going to tell you a lot about it. I'm going to let her get into it a little bit. It's not released yet, but it's written in the form of a novel, and I think it should be rather interesting. But before I get into that, the first half hour today, I wanted to touch on a couple of things here. I had mentioned, I believe it was yesterday on my show, that, and I thought it was rather, it's kind of tongue-in-cheek interesting, actually. The FBI wiretaps, remember the that big debacle over the FBI being able to spy on us without going through the FISA court? As well, the FBI wiretaps were dropped due to unpaid bills. So I'm going to read a couple of sentences, and I want to thank one of my listeners, Lon, for sending me this. But this is right out of mainstream news, folks. The telephone companies have have cut off the FBI wiretaps used to eavesdrop on suspected criminals because of the Bureau's repeated failures to pay their phone bills on time. The Justice Department audit released Thursday blamed the lost connections on the FBI's lax oversight of money used in undercover investigation. In one office alone, the unpaid costs for wiretaps from one phone company totaled $66,000. Can you imagine that? Now, you know, there was this big to-do and this hubbub, and you know what? How we feel about you know, people tapping our phones and our privacy and so forth. But you know what? As irresponsible as the government is in all different bureaucracies of spending their money, you know, in some cases we don't even have to rely on the legislation that they pass and Bush signs into law. We just have to rely on their inane ability to spend their money right, like pay their bills. I think that's rather interesting. Okay, let's move along. Now, I wanted to cover, let's see. I got an email from one of my buddies, Jim Kerwin, and I've had Jim on my show many times. He writes articles for Rents.com and so forth, but he sent me this article with an updated list of the members of the Council on Foreign Relations. And that subject came up as well with those smiling faces on the, in the article, how big corporations choose your candidates and which ones are affiliated or members of the CFR. But I watched a clip the other day, and I you have to forgive me, guys, because I cannot remember this wet behind the ears, snotty nose running 20-year-old idiot with a tie on. But a lot of you out there may remember, you may have seen the clip. This was a CNN clip and also a Fox News clip where this kid from the New Republic had came on the air and was being interviewed, and he was slamming the heck out of Ron Paul for articles that he had written in a newsletter or articles that were penned in a newsletter that came out of his office that were with racial slurs. And this kid was really going off on it and just bad-mouthing the heck out of Ron Paul. Well, when I got this thing, this list of the CFR members, I noticed that there was a guy in there by the name of Roger Hertog. Now, that's Hertog, H-E-R-T-O-G, not H-E-R-Z-O-G. I'm not related to this guy. But Roger Hertog is coincidentally a member of the CFR. Roger Hertog also owns that publication, The New Republic, of which this snotty-nosed kid was on bad-mouthing Ron Paul. Any connection there? We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Got more after the break. Stick with us. I got a good show today, folks. Be right back.
Hi. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh, boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I'll tell you what, folks, I got a couple more things I want to get into before the bottom of the hour, and I hadn't opened up the phone line yet, but I got a message here that says, somebody on the line at, he's mad as hell and he ain't going to take it anymore, and I hope he's not mad at me, but let's go to Dana. Dana, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. What do you got?
Hi, Mike. I called you yesterday. Thank you for taking my call. I'm hot as hell about a couple of three things.
All right, go ahead.
First, if Alex Jones ain't going to take phone calls, he needs to quit saying he will. I mean, that's just making all of us fools. Second off, thank you for taking phone calls, because you'll take them even when you haven't opened the phone lines. And the third thing I have to say is this. I've given Ron Paul all my family can give him to get those votes in New Hampshire, and I expect him to go get those votes counted.
Dana, they're working on that behind the scenes, okay? And I really can't report on what the progress is at this particular point in time, but I think it's going to be remedied. So I wouldn't pay too much. I wouldn't have too much concern about that. I do appreciate myself, sir, that your family has committed themselves financially to the Ron Paul campaign, and I don't think it's as dismal as everybody thinks. But on the subject of Alex Jones and taking phone calls, you know, I've gotten. Calls like this before. I've gotten emails like this before, and I have it myself personally. Back before I was on RBN, I've called into Alex's show a couple times before I got on the air, And yeah, I know there's a long wait. Alex has a lot to cover, and he's you know, sometimes he's a bit long-winded. And I know that some people are irate with it. And if I, you know, if I had to make a suggestion to Alex, I would suggest simply that when he says he's going to take phone calls, you know, be a man of your word and do what you're going to do. To do what you say you're going to do. He does have a tendency to, and I even get in this myself sometimes, Dana, where there's so much to say and so much to expound on a subject that, you know, sometimes he probably forgets, as I have. So I wouldn't be too hard on the guy, although, you know, I will say your complaint is well taken, because I have had others that have said the same thing.
No, I'm just sending a message there. Let's move on to something important. And what's important is, why move to the next state if we can't get the votes counted right in the state we're already in? I really feel Ron Paul has removed all of his phone numbers from the websites now. If you want a phone number for him in his campaign, now you have to go through his congressional office, because he's tired of phone calls that say, we gave you money, we paid for those votes, go get them. I'd like to give one phone number, Mike, if I can, but I don't want to offend you. You're a wonderful talk show host.
You're not going to offend me. Whose number is it?
877-766-2008 is the latest number Ron Paul's hiding behind. I want him to go get my votes. I paid for them. Let's go get them counted. Do I sound like I'm upset? Yes, I am.
Well, I know that you're not the only one, Dana. But, you know, take a deep breath, say kus fraba, and relax a little bit and back off, and I think you'll be happy with the outcome. Anything else for us?
No, actually, if you say be happy and wait, I'm going to take your word for it, Mike, because you always do what you say you're going to do. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you, Dana. I appreciate that. Okay, well, let's move on here. Let's see. I covered the New Republic. Yeah, you know, if anybody, I'll tell you what, if anybody saw that clip where this young kid with a tie on, looks like they threw a tie on him and they tried to make him look professional, and he got on CNN and he started bad-mouthing Ron Paul with an article that he'd written. It looked like he was a rookie for this New Republic magazine. I'd appreciate if somebody turned me on to that clip. Send me an email at discerner12000@yahoo.com, and I'd like to post that on my website, folks. Now, speaking of my website, I posted a couple of new articles up there today, and I'd like for you guys, and this is to help out, you know, this is for the sake of the new listeners, and this is to help out folks with you guys in your trek to try to educate the sleeping dumb down American public, because you know this is a race against time here. What I'd like for you to do is go into the AmericanAwakening.org at your leisure. Now, I've posted a couple of new videos up there, and the one I had mentioned the other day, I told you I had I'd sent an email out to Andrew Napolitano, the retired judge, who also I guess has a couple of shows on Fox. So, you know, being the oxymoron in this instance, I don't think he's going to email me back, because Fox has probably advised him that he does not want to come on any alternative networks. At any rate, the speech that he made, that I watched, it's about 48 minutes long, and it outlines the history of the erosion of our freedoms, and more specifically what the Bush administration has done to us and where that leaves us. And this is a very powerful video coming from a retired judge, because he has written a couple of good books, one of which I've read is Constitutional Chaos, and the other one is A Nation of Sheeple. Now, I haven't bought that book and read it yet, but I'm thinking about doing it. I might go down to the library and check it out. I don't know. At any rate, it's an outstanding, very passionate, very moving speech, and it's one in which all new listeners and, you know, these people, when you're going out and trying to wake them up, direct them in there, folks, at theamericanawakening.org, and have them have a look at this. And by the way, while they are at it, what I've done is I've gone down into my archives, not really the archives, but it's down further in the website, and I've put underneath that particular video clip Aaron Russo's movie Freedom to Fascism, because for the sleeping public that is not awake to what's going on, it's a fascinating movie to wake people up. As a matter of fact, I called Sandra this morning. I asked her to send me out 20 copies because in my trek out there doing my weekly question of the week, I was going to pass more of them out. But unfortunately, there's so many of them that have gone out, they're on back order. So if you would, you know, anybody that wants or that you're trying to wake up, or any of the new listeners out there that have not already seen the movie Freedom to Fascism, simply go into my website at theamericanawakening.org. Go over to the right hand side, and it's down 1, 2, 3. It's the third video down on the right hand side, and have a look at it. It's, you know, go cook yourself some popcorn. Pour yourself an orange juice or an adult beverage or whatever it is, and sit down for an hour and 50 minutes and watch this film. It's probably the best film I've ever seen to take somebody in that short a period of time from A to Z as far as where we were, how we got here, and where we're going from here if we don't do something about it. Okay? So with that, I want to move along here because this one has really got my dander up, folks. I received a video clip this morning, and I posted it up on my website, and it relates to the Senate Bill S-1959. Now, I've been warning you, you know, towards the end of the year, we kind of backed off on this one a little bit because, you know, the Senate and the Congress had adjourned for the holidays, and they're back in, and they're doing whatever they do, and there's the election going on, the debates and the primaries and so forth. But this bill has not gone away. This bill is still sitting in the Senate. And what I want to point out to your attention, folks, is this video clip shows you what this particular gentleman by the name of Mark Weitzman, who represents, let's see, what is it here? Where have I got it written? Oh, the Simon Wiesenthal Center for Tolerance. This video clip shows this little weasel, Mark Weitzman, of the Wiesenthal Center for Tolerance, this nefarious little weasel, puts a 5-minute PowerPoint presentation in front of none other than the host, guess who, Jane Harman. Does that name ring a bell, folks? That's that Democrat, lovely Democrat from California who loves Nancy Pelosi, who's the host of this what do I want to call it here? So it's a subcommittee hearing, a Homeland Security subcommittee hearing in which she is hosting this. And this, well, I want to say the word. I'm just going to say, well, B blank blank STARD, Mark Weitzman, gets up in front of her and does a 5-minute PowerPoint presentation. Now, what's in that presentation? It shows a number of jihad militant websites depicting violent acts. You know, some of the things that you've seen some of these video clips where they've got the towels wrapped around their head and they've got the AK-47s and so forth. But what's curious about this, folks, and I can relate to this in more ways than one because, as we all know, I happen to be sandwiched in between John Stadtmiller and John Stadtmiller. John's show comes on before mine, along with James Martinez, and after mine. But in this particular case, this guy has sandwiched in between these, quote, jihad militant websites, none other than Richard Gage's website, which is it's AE911truth.com. That's Architects and Engineers for 911.com. Sending the subliminal messages to Jane Harman and the rest of the Homeland Security subcommittee and tying Architects and Engineers for 911 Truth with terrorists. Now, does that bother you? Because it sure bothers me, because I'll tell you what, I happen to be a member of Pilots for 911 Truth. And as we know, the draconian legislation that's sitting in the Senate right now, S-1959, what they are trying to do is shove this through as fast as they can and give all the testimony and all of the bogus evidence they can to brand us as terrorists. Now, I have to ask you, why do you think they're doing that? I think you know the answer. Why would anybody go to such great lengths, just like the AIPAC lobby and the ADL went to such great lengths to back Ted Kennedy and get that hate crimes legislation shoved through, that Ted Pike, as gallant as he is, went on the airwaves, as the Paul Revere that he is, and we got it stopped. But they're doing the same thing again. Got to take a break. We'll be back in three. I'll expound on this a little bit more when we get back. Then I'll go to Marilyn Barnwell, talk about her new book, and we're going to talk a little bit about the economy and what she has to say about it. Be back in three. Stick with us. A lot more to come, folks.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Okay, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I want to expound on this a little bit further, folks, on this video clip. And I'm going to change this guy's name from Mark Weitzman to Mark Weaselman, okay, representing the Simon Wiesenthal Center for Tolerance. And I'm going to change that to the Simon Wiesenthal Center for Tolerance. And by the way, that's in conjunction with – these people are in conjunction with the notorious Rand Corporation, which, as you know, in my article on the website, theamericanawakening.org, it's not my article, but Seibel Edmonds is naming names and think tanks and corporations. And guess who pops right up there? None other than the Rand Corporation. But at any rate, looking at this, Richard Gage, as I watch this video clip, Richard Gage, nice, laid-back gentleman, very articulate, very intelligent gentleman, was stipulating on the end of his website that he would love to sit down and talk to these gentlemen because he's basically saying what they're doing is very libelous, which I agree with. It is. But, you know, and I sent an email out to Richard Gage. I want to have him up on the show if I can get a hold of him to talk about it. But, you know, it is my inclination, Richard, that they're not going to talk to you. They don't want to talk to you. Any group such as this or such as the ADL or the AIPAC lobby, they don't want to talk to us. Okay, they want to do everything they can do to circumvent it and get this legislation shoved down our throat to shut us up. Because you know why? We're getting close to the truth, and they know it. The problem is there's a lot of us out there that know the truth, folks, and it's just the biggest problem is to educating the American public and getting them to believe and look at and understand what the truth is, because the truth is so horrendous that many people in their mundane lives just can't handle it. And, you know, and I want to expound on that just for a moment here. Folks, really, there's no sense in getting mad at them. Understand their conditioning, and let's take a walk down memory road. And I want you to think back at a time before you were awakened to this twilight zone in which we live. Remember how easy life was and how everything rolled off your back and you had that little gut feeling that something was wrong? You really didn't know what it is, but you were so busy in your life doing other things and, you know, having your full-time job or whatever you're doing that you didn't really pay that much attention to it. And every time you turned on the news, you know, you'd get a little bit here, a little piece there, but nothing ever really made any sense. So remember, and it's very difficult to do sometimes, you guys, and I know because I do it on a regular basis. Every week I go out there and do this, and it's frustrating, but it's very difficult. But we have to adopt that mindset of remembering who it is and from what perspective they are looking at us. They're looking at us as uneducated, and you cannot fault them for that, because the media, the modus of media in which they are being taught is literally totally bipolar from what it is we're trying to educate them to, which is the truth. So I want you to remember that. At any rate, I'm going to try to get Richard Gage up on the air and talk about this, but please go in there and have a look, because it's going to hit home with you. It's going to be upfront and personal to what it is that these, well, Mark Weaselman and the Simon Weaselfall Center for Tolerance, sponsored by the RAND Corporation, is attempting to do to shut us up. And you know what that tells me, guys? That tells me that these people are panicked. These people are scared. You know what it reminds me of? Again, with Richard Gage, he says he wants to talk to these people. These people don't want to talk to you because these people are spineless, Richard. Okay, it's just like the video clip, and I know a lot of you saw it, the video clip where We Are Change confronted Sean Hannity the other night on his way into the New Hampshire primaries. Sean Hannity couldn't walk fast enough. He was almost in a dead run to try to get away, because what I've realized in watching some of these clips, and I give accolades to these groups out there, We Are Change, that stick those microphones right in their face and ask them the hard core questions that the mainstream corporately controlled media won't ask them, is they show that they don't have a spine. They show that they can't answer the hardcore questions because they don't have an answer to the hardcore questions, and their lack of answer is the only answer we need, because they're nothing more than highly paid media whores. That's all they are. They, I believe, know what's going on. If they don't believe what's going on, then they're too stupid to be on mainstream corporate media anyway. I mean, that's the only conclusion you can draw. But it was really exciting to watch. And you know, I almost envy those guys in a way. I get out a little bit, and I go, you know, once a week or so, I'll go out and ask my weekly question to 40, 50, 60 people. But I don't have the energy of a 20-year-old guy. And I see these guys going out relentlessly, getting in people's faces and standing up and asking the hardcore questions. And you got to take your hat off to them, guys, because these are the guys, along with us, okay, along with whatever efforts that you can put out there. Put a bumper sticker on your car, call your friends and neighbors, tell them, invite them to listen to RBN, okay? Tell them there's a video in there that you'd like to get their opinion on. Call into the office and order some Freedom to Fascism. They're on back burner right now, but we'll get them out to you. This is what we're going to do to wake people up. Now, I got a couple minutes before the break, and I cannot forget, and I got to get this done, because the rest of the show is going to be spent with Marilyn Barnwell. We're going to talk a little bit about her book and get into the economy a little bit. But I want to mention, don't forget, the reason that I can talk so much, talk so fast, and I have clarity of mind is because of Cartavite, I think. I mean, if you go back and listen to my archives, I probably wasn't talking as clear as I was before. Maybe I was, but I don't know. Cartavite's a good product. Give Cartavite a call at 877-928-9673. 877-928-8822. Again, that's 877-928-8822. My buddy Don Muskin will take the call personally, and he will ship you off some Cartivite, and you can take it, run laps around the block as well. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Don't forget John Onesti, 505-296-2453. Be back with Marilyn Bardwell in 3 minutes. Stick with us. Good show, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is an urgent RBN Financial Bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And without any further ado, I had this lady on my show. Oh, gosh, it's been a while. It was 4 or 5 months ago. We're talking about Codex Alimentarius. Very, very intelligent lady, very gifted lady, very, very pleasant lady, Marilyn Bardwell. And she's got a new book out. And I just mentioned that a few minutes ago. When the Swan's Neck Breaks, and I'm going to have her up here talk a little bit about it. We're going to go into that. We're going to go into a couple of other topics on the economy. So without any further ado, let's go to Marilyn Bardwell. Marilyn, are you with me?
I'm here.
And I mispronounced your name again at first, didn't I?
I was going to catch you this time because last time you chastised me for not saying anything.
And I was practicing today, too. Hey, it's been a while. Glad to hear you're doing better. I know you had some minor surgery and
right.
Or might have been major. I'm not sure, but you're doing better now.
Oh,
listen,
I'm fine.
Yeah, listen, this new book that – now, the book hasn't been released yet. But it's I guess you're going to self-publish it, and it's called When the Swan's Neck Breaks.
Right.
Now, tell me, this book is written kind of in the form of a novel, correct?
It is. It's a novel that goes into it. It's a really good plot. I love the story. But the basic reason I wrote the book are five chapters about banking, fractional reserve banking, fiat currency, and so on, about how the Federal Reserve policies are destroying the United States economy and so on. There's a chapter about Cecil Rhodes and Antonio Gramsci, and there's a chapter that explains communism, socialism, liberalism, conservatism. And that kind of gets buried in this whole plot about a Russian scientist who learned how to clone people in the Soviet Union in 1983.
Okay, now let me ask you a question about this when we talk about the subject of cloning people. You say back in 1983. So did you just pull that one out of your head, or did you run across some kind of journalistic review somewhere or something that there might be some truth to that?
No, that came out of my head. But basically the reason I chose that venue, Michael, it was the only way I could think of to explain the behavior of the chairman of the Federal Reserve, the United States Senate.
What, that he's a clone?
Congress, and the Supreme Court was, the Russians took him in 1983 and cloned the guys. So, anyway, that's where that came from. Well, and there was another reason for it, too. Because, you know, the book, while it is an intrigue kind of spy thing, with some helpful, I hope, information in it, It really is a spiritual fiction book, because the worst sin I could think of for someone who's been raised in a godless society, which this Russian scientist was cloning human life. And his fight then to find his internal compass, his moral compass, and to find God. And that really is the total thrust of the rest of the book. Finding truth, facing it, finding God, and understanding it.
Well, now, first of all, let me ask you, how big of a book? What is it, 300 pages, 200, 400, what?
Probably 350. My brother says that it reminds him of Atlas Shrugged, which is highly complimentary, but that he says that he thinks it's very much in that the tone of that book, that what I've done is kind of picked up where Ayn Rand left off with railroads decaying and so on, and projected it into the 21st century.
Well, I'm assuming by you know what I'm reading here. I mean, it's an easy read from what I got, and you didn't send me the entire book, as you know, I'm too busy to read it all.
I know.
But you sent me a few chapters of the book, and it's a very easy read, and it does. I will say it does encompass you, you know, overall into the story. But let's focus for a few minutes on these five chapters when you're talking about the banking system as such, and it goes alongside, from what I can gather, it goes alongside into the novice that doesn't know a lot about the banking system. I mean, most people, let's face it, Marilyn, they think the Federal Reserve is owned by the federal government, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Right. And so it's a way to get in that tells a story that kind of, it's almost like, you know how when you were a child and you would tell a story to put a point across to you, or not when you were a child, but when you were raising your children, you would tell a story to put a point across to your children.
And
in a way, what's that?
Amazing that you said that, because one of the things I was just going to say when I was describing that it is a spiritual fiction, the book is written in parables, and that's what you're saying, really. This is a parable about the Federal Reserve. It's a parable about Antonio Gramsci and Cecil Rhodes and communism and socialism, using people's real, fictionalized, but real life in the book experiences to point things out. Yeah. Great, that's right. A great analogy, Michael. Thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you. I mean, I pulled that off the top of my head, Marilyn. but at any rate, yeah, you know, as they read through this, and you know, when, a lot of times when somebody goes out like myself or a lot, like the listening audience, and we try to go out and wake people up to what, you know, is really going on with the Federal Reserve and what they're really using that they think is money that is not. And, you know, if it's explained in such a way that people can get it. Now, you know, and for those new listeners out there, and I know I'm preaching to the choir again with my listening audience, but, you know, the currency that we use is simply a piece of paper. It's called fiat currency. It has no backing whatsoever. There's an entire history behind that, and I'm assuming that you kind of get into, in a novel sense, you know, basically some of what that history is about. Am I right?
Yeah. In fact, I take, for example, the description of fractional reserve banking, which basically means that every time a bank makes a loan, 90% of that amount it creates new money from thin air. And I take that back to the beginning of the goldsmiths in Europe, who, because they were the ones with the biggest, safest safes, kept the money, the gold, for people who were traveling around because gold coins were fairly heavy to carry very many of them. And how they figured out way back then that only 70 to 80% of the gold was ever required at any one time. And so they began making loans using other people's money. And the difference was that every time they made a loan, I mean, our banks do the same thing. They're loaning your money and my money every time they make a loan. But the difference is that then you didn't have fractional reserve banking, which said 90% of every loan is going to create new currency, new money, which is going to destroy the value of your existing currency. So it goes into an explanation of it from that perspective.
Well, what has transpired here, and again, I'm preaching to the choir with a lot of my listeners, but for the benefit of the numerous new listeners I have out there worldwide, by the way, I'm fascinated that every time I get on my website, Maryland, there's new countries popping up that I'd never seen before, Latvia, Estonia, Hong Kong, and I mean, I'm amazed because this, the entire world right now, and I know you know this, but the entire world right now is watching us, and I'm not just talking about alternative media, I'm talking about the public at large to see if we can wake up enough of the American public, slap them across the face, and have them get it before it's too late, and put somebody in office that can right this sinking ship. And what you've written in here, in a novel sense, is part of this. And, you know, it's a good read for an individual that is trying to get a handle on what's going on. I get emails all the time from people who, you know, they tell me that there's something wrong. There's something in their gut that they just doesn't seem right, but they just can't get a handle on what it is. And the reason that they can't is just like the analogy I gave the other day on the air, is that it's because if I gave you a card table, Marilyn, and I took a jigsaw puzzle, 1,000-piece puzzle, and I took 20 pieces and gave it to you, and I said, here, tell me what the picture is, and I didn't show you the top of the box, you're not going to have a clue of what that picture is. And this is what the average American person gets when they tune into mainstream TV. They don't get the full picture. And unless they want to take the initiative to buy a book such as yours, an easy read, an explanation that takes them down through the history of it in a comfortable and in a pleasurable sense, you know, of relaxation, and open themselves up, open their mind up to what's really going on here, they're never going to get it. And this is why it's important, and I don't mean to ramble on here, but this is why it's important that we have to come at the people from every way possible, whether it be straight up and in their face when their eyes glaze over, or whether it be in the form of, I hate to say this, but almost like talking to a child. And it's not their fault. It's the fault that they've been, you know, so propagandized by the mainstream media that their belief system is so entrenched that it's almost like you have to slap them up the side of the head to break them out of it. Go ahead.
Let me read you a paragraph. This is one of the things. It's just a short paragraph, Michael. It's exactly what you're talking about, and it's one of the things that Meredith, who is the bank consultant, tells the Russian scientist and a retired CIA agent. She said she's telling them about a book she started back in 1991, and she said the plot included a lot of what we've talked about tonight. I thought maybe I could get people whose eyes glaze over when you talk about banking and economics to understand the impact on everyday people. If they knew what caused foreign deficits and too much consumer debt here at home, they could change things. I thought if I wrote the truth in a fiction story, add some sex and violence to keep people interested, they might say, gee, that sure sounds like what's happening now. And so what we're talking about is my story. It says the primary plot of the story that she started in 1991 was why the American economy had to be brought to third world status so Mexico, Central America, Canada, and the United States could become one economic zone. Now, that's a true story from my own life. I did start that book back in 1991. I just finished what I started then.
You just finished what you started then. Okay, so what, I mean, you're kind of weaving a tapestry here. And, you know, for the sake of the new listeners, it sounds to me like you're touching on a North American Union as well.
That's exactly right. That is what these three people decide going through these presentations and discussions they have in front of a big fireplace on a ranch in western Colorado, is that world government is the objective of the International Monetary Fund via the Federal Reserve and so on, and pretty much down the path that I'm sure all your listeners are aware of. Yeah.
Oh yeah, my listeners are very awake to that.
And, I know they are.
There's a fine line.
I remember last time I was on your show, they were the best calls I've ever gotten.
Well, it's
good.
Because they're
really
awake,
were.
And I have to tell you, you know, a lot of them are smarter than I am. I just happen to be a conduit here. I know a little bit about a lot of things, but you know, I've learned so much from coming to this network from my listening audience, and I give them kudos for it. And I have to tell you, you know, I think I have the best listening audience of anybody out there, because when I ask them to do something. I mean, let's face it. We know what's coming down the pike here. You know, Maryland, the S-1959 that's sitting in the Senate right now, and I just talked about that a few minutes before we come on the air, but the hate crimes legislation with Ted Pike that got defeated. My listening audience has a lot to do with that bill getting defeated, and I give them kudos for it. But also, the battle goes on, and we win some and we lose some, but as you may know, in the Fox debates, Ron Paul was excluded from last week's Fox debate because they were saying that he didn't have enough of a percentage to make it worthwhile, and it was kind of a little, you know, sitting around a desk and they only had five seats. Well, it was because of my listening audience and a number of others and a number of other groups that Ron Paul just happened to be in the Fox debates last night, so they let him back in, and he just kicked everybody's hind end off. So,
yeah,
again, you know, my listening audience is great. When I ask them to step up to the plate like I have done, they do just that, and I can't give them enough credit for it.
Yeah, that the debate was fascinating last night.
Well, and did you watch the debate in its entirety?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. See, I didn't. I don't have a TV. I just get input. I got so sick of watching those paid shill liars on TV that I basically threw it out. I can't even watch it. I just get video clips and I get reports on what happened. But I heard some clips last night on another RBN show, and he did, from what I could gather, an excellent job. Ron Paul did.
He did. He said a lot of things that needed to be said. I'm not sure a lot of Americans are ready to hear it, but he said what needed to be said. And you can't do anything more honestly than that.
Well, and that's his niche, is he's honest. He's not polished. He's not a Mitt Romney or whatever. But here's the thing, is that, and I just had a caller before you come on the air today, Dana, who was, you know, mad as hell and he wasn't going to take it anymore. And he's upset because of, you know, Ron Paul not demanding a recount up in New Hampshire. Well, there's another Republican, I can't even remember his name, Andrew somebody or another, that has just put up the money and he's demanding a recount. And what that means is that the entire Republican side of the ticket, I believe, is going to be recounted. So even if Ron Paul doesn't step up to the plate and do it himself, it's going to get done. Dennis Kucinich on the other side of the aisle is doing the same thing. So here, what the nice thing about this is that because our audience is growing and because our audience is awake, we are like Pit bulls. We are right on it. I had Bev Harris up on my show yesterday, blackboxvoting.org. We're not going to let them get away with it this time, because they did get away with it last time, and they've been getting away with it for years, but we're going to hold their feet to the fire now.
Yeah, we have a wonderful Secretary of State here in Colorado, a guy named Mike Kaufman. Mike was the Secretary of the Treasury at the time his unit was called up to go to Iraq. He resigned his position, went to Iraq very quietly, did his service, came home, ran to be Secretary of State, and just decertified all of the electronic voting machines in the state of Colorado. So
that's great, and that's what we need, see. And we've got people behind the scenes that are working on that as well. And as you mentioned, Iraq, I mean, you know, Ron Paul has more contributions from the military than he has, from what I understand, it like 70,000 or something like that. I watched about a 15-minute video clip from an Iraqi veteran that came back, and it seems like all of these veterans, or all of these guys that are still in the military in Iraq and Afghanistan, they are now awakening to find out what's really going on, even though they're blacked out, and even though the government will not allow them to get, or they're doing the best they can filter it out, they're still getting it word of mouth. And now it's overwhelming that 70% of them want out of there, and a large majority of them know that they're not over there for the reasons that they thought they were going over there for. And that's a great – that's positive to me. And then you've got Ron Paul up there that you know, is saying bring them all home. And the rest of these candidates, they don't even know how to act. They don't know how to respond. The only thing they can do is the same thing Sean Hannity does, and that is when Ron Paul is responding, they can snicker at him and laugh, which is an insult. But that's all they can do because they have nothing else to say. They cannot logically argue with his points of view. Tell you what, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, spend a few more minutes on this book. Then we're going to shift gears and get into the economy a little bit and get Marilyn's take on that. We're going to go over a few particular items here. Stick with me. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, Marilyn Barnwall. And Marilyn, let's spend a couple more minutes on this book. Tell me, when do you anticipate that it's going to be ready for publishing or released?
Oh, it's probably going to be 6 months, Michael. So
really?
It'll take that long. I'm not trying to sell anybody anything. As you know, I really didn't want to talk about the book yet until it was ready. But I see things happening so fast out in the marketplace that it worries me that 6 months from now will be too late to say some of the things that I think need to be said.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I want to share something with you. I want to get your insight on something. I got an email earlier today from she's a new friend of mine. Let's put it that way. And I wanted to get your thoughts on, because I wrote her an email back and I gave her my take, and I wanted to get your thoughts on this. And I'm not going to read the whole email to you, but it says, it's time for her to cash in a CD, and she was disappointed at the return. She always makes the mistake that things are easy. Those whirring sounds during financial accounting return had just left me feeling ripped off. Oh, well, it's time to pick the next stock du jour. Now, for somebody, again, who isn't really awakened to what really the whole big picture is in this economic market that we have, what would be your advice to somebody that says, well, you know, I'm going to take my CD out and I'm going to go talk to my stockbroker and put it in the stock market somewhere? What would you say to that individual?
I wouldn't have a dime in the stock market right now. But you have to understand, I'm not an investment analyst. I'm a banker. But basically, in the book, this is one of the things that she's talking about with them about, what does a person do to protect their assets? And for example, the FDIC insures your money, right? Your deposits up to $100,000.
Right.
Most people don't know that they don't promise to give it to you in a lump sum. In Ohio, when the savings and loans failed, and they were insured by the FSLIC, which was the equivalent of the FDIC, people could only get $900 a month, sometimes for years, out of their accounts. If there was a major bank that failed, like a Citibank, which I believe is very possible in 2008, it might be lower than that. So everybody needs, for example, to make sure they have money in at least five banks, so that if all they can get out of it is $500 a month, they have enough money to live on.
I had mentioned to you off the air, and this is many, many, many years ago, I'm thinking at least 15 years ago, I went down the rabbit hole on the FDIC, and it seems to me like I ran across, and don't quote me on this, folks, don't send me an email and say, hey, you're wrong, no, because I'm going off of cobwebbed memory here, and it seems to me like I ran across something somewhere in the regulations that stated that the FDIC has up to 30 years by which to pay off on that insurance.
I don't know what the time is. That sounds reasonable, Michael, but that is the case. They do not hand you, if you have a $100,000 CD sitting there, they don't hand you $100,000 if a bank fails.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's the top of the hour break. It may very well be the same thing that they did in the annuity, the insurance business. When an insurance company would go down, they would basically pay off the annuity at if you annuitize it, you'd get full value, but if you didn't, they'd give you a percentage of it, something of that nature. But anyway, top of the hour break coming up, folks. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest Marilyn Barnwall. We'll be back and talk about the economy a little bit further, and I'm going to open up the phone lines at 800-313-9443. I'm going to read a couple of quotes to you about an article that she sent me. Very interesting. So stick with us. We'll be back. Phone lines, 800-313-9443. Time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could, 'cause I'm mad as hell. Can't bring myself to do what it is you think I should. Since 19-